Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and Rabbi Palkovitz for the translation and notes. We're looking at Chapter 5, Paragraph 6, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. Still talking the great number 10. Soon we're going to move over to number 7, which is actually my favorite number in life and in Judaism. But right now, still talking about 10. 10 things that were created on the Sabbath Eve, on the Eve of Shabbos. And let's look at what it says. Asara Devarim Nivru'u Be'erev Shabbos. There were 10 things that were created by Hashem, by God, on the Sabbath Eve, on Shabbos Eve. Bein Hashmashos, in that twilight period. Ve'eluhim, and these are them. Pi Ha'aretz, the mouth of the well. We're going to look at this in a minute, what it's talking about. The mouth of the well. Pi Ha'aretz, the mouth of the earth, The mouth of the earth that swallowed Korach and his rebellers when they were rebelling against Moshe and Aaron in the desert. And they complained and they talked about how we're all holy and whatnot. That whole story in the Torah. And then we talk about the Pi Ha'be'er, the mouth of the well. Giving the water, giving the existence and the sustenance for the Jewish people, talking about different things that Hashem gave over the years for the Jewish people. Pi ha'ason, the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam, a great miracle. He didn't even realize that he was smashing the donkey and infuriated at the donkey that he wasn't moving forward when Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people. Hashem, of course, only allowed a blessing of the Jewish people. V'akeshes, the rainbow, which was Noah's sign that there would be no more floods. V'haman, the man that sustained the Jewish people for 40 years in the desert. V'hamata, the staff, the special mata that Moshe Rabbeinu used, which had significant usage and significant real aspects to the life of Moshe and the Jewish people. Some say that it had the letters of the Makos and the acronym of the Makos, the Tzach Hadash B'Achav. The makos, v'hashamir, the worm that was used to make the Beis HaMikdash, because you're not supposed to use any iron or instrument or any type of battle item that was used for bloodshed. Only peacefulness was supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash, so the shamir cut the stones during the times of building of the Beis HaMikdash for Shlomo HaMelech. Haksav, the inscription for the Luchos itself, v'hamichtav, the letters for the Luchos itself, v'haluchos, and the Luchos themselves. So the inscription, the script, and the tablets were all magical in Hashem's creation, and we're all miraculous and all beautifully made on Erev Shabbos. V'yesh omrim, some say afamazikim, also destructive spirits. Ukvaraso shel Moshe, and the kvura, the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody knows where that is. Obviously, Hashem hid it on purpose so as not to be a shrine or used in an improper way. V'elu shel Avram Avinu, and the ram that Avraham offered at the Akedah when Hashem told him to bring up Yitzchak Avinu, who was never supposed to sacrifice him, he was supposed to bring him up as a carbon, and instead he gave the ram, and that was created, according to some, on the eve of Shabbos, the first Shabbos. V'yesh omrim af svas b'tzvas asuya. Some say tongues, which are made with tongues, the first tongues Hashem made himself, because how are you going to make tongues if you don't have tongues? Again, think about how everything in life is miraculous. Even Shabbos itself is such a miraculous existence where we have the ability to rest and have real menucha and set aside ourselves from the workday and understand and appreciate that Hashem made the world, sustains the world, and gives us everything in this world. So think about these 10 things, but think about in life how miraculous is life. How wonderful in life what Hashem does for us. The Tana tells us that these 10 phenomena were created at twilight, for although Hashem does many signs and wonders causing changes in the nature of things, such as the plagues in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, the miracles at the Yamsuf, other similar supernatural acts, nonetheless, he did not create any new species or natural phenomenon after the 6 days of creation, after Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, as it says, Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi'i Vayishbos. On the seventh day, Hashem completed his work and he abstained. That comes from Bereishis. And the verse, the Pasuk also says, V'ein kol chadash tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. That comes from Koheles. Therefore, these 10 things which existed and yet are not recorded in the acts of creation doubtless were called into being at that time, at twilight on Shabbos Eve, at the close of creation. Now, the reason they are not mentioned in the story of creation with all the other things is because they were not created on a specific day, for it occurred at a time between 2 days, at twilight, between Friday, between Shabbos, neither Friday nor Shabbos, and therefore could not be attributed to any particular day. The notes point out from Rabbi Palkovitz, miracles do occur, as the Tana tells us in Mishnahs 4 and 5, but the 10 things listed in this Mishnah are not supernatural, for they are part of God's creation. But everything Hashem makes is a miracle anyway. Why then are they not included in the story of creation as recorded in Parshas Bereishis? The Sfarno answers that the Torah only records what was created on a specific day. Since these 10 things came into being at twilight, an indistinct hour between day and night, the Torah chooses not to record them. In our own life, in our own days, think about what Hashem does for us, what Hashem gives to us. That's the theme of all these different Mishnayos, talking about miracles in Mitzrayim and at the Yam Suf, in the Beis HaMikdash. And at twilight, at Bein HaShemashos, Hashem did wonderful things, amazing things in our life, in creation, really, before our life. But in our own lives also, there's such Hashkacha Hashem, this Hashkacha Pratis and Klalos, whether it's controlling nature or controlling the weather or controlling little events and little things that happen where you made the train that day, even though it usually comes in 5:30. Today it came at 5:33 and you showed up at 5:33. That's Hashkacha of Hashem. Remember, Hashem is always involved, always being the center of all things in your life, giving much providence to your life. Remember, everything is a miracle. Everything comes from Hashem, and hopefully we'll have much better days when we think in such ways. Join us next time as we talk 7, moving to my favorite number, talking about a golem, an uncultivated person, and a chacham, a wise, learned person, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.